I'm Carol Hills, and you're with The World. Yesterday, the Puerto Rican community celebrated in New York. It was the National Puerto Rican Day Parade, and Puerto Ricans on the island hit the polls to vote on a long-standing question: should Puerto Rico become the 51st state? Residents of the island, which is a U.S. territory, chose between becoming the newest state in the Union, becoming an independent nation, or remaining as is. The turnout was quite low, but overwhelmingly, those who voted, voted for statehood. Joining us today to explain what comes next is Julio Ricardo Varela, co-host of In the Thick, a political podcast from the perspective of journalists of color. Julio, thanks for being with us.
It's great to be here.
Now, the debate about statehood or nationhood for Puerto Rico is hardly a new one. How is yesterday's vote different from previous efforts to change the island's status?
Oh, man. It's really not. Essentially, it's not much has changed in a lot of ways. I think people don't understand that this is the fifth plebiscite since 1967. A couple of things that people need to kind of step back for a second and kind of look at this. This was supposed to be a plebiscite that actually was going to determine statehood or independence, which would remove the current Commonwealth status. So it was going to be an either or, and that was going to be historic. But because there was complications or a lot of politicizing from the status quo party, the Department of Justice came in April and said you have to add Commonwealth to the ballot or else we're not going to give you federal funds to help educate people about the plebiscite.
So what you're saying is originally the vote was going to be either statehood or independence and no option to say, no, let's keep it as is.
Exactly.
And so that was inserted. And then for a whole host of reasons, a whole lot of people stayed home.
There was a completely low voter turnout. And historically, Puerto Ricans go out to the polls anywhere from 80% on the high end to about 55% on the low end. So to have a 23% voter turnout starts raising questions about, well, is it the will of the people?
It was a very small percentage who voted. And this was
right.
A non-binding referendum. So
right.
What's next? Even though an overwhelming majority voted, not many people showed up. So where do we go now?
It depends who you talk to. If you talk to the pro-statehood governor of Puerto Rico, he passed a bill. His pro-statehood legislator passed a bill called the Tennessee Plan. And for all you historians out there, it's basically a plan that Tennessee used to become a state of the Union in the late 19th century, I believe. And basically what it's done is like Puerto Rico voted, and then now they're going to create a commission, and they're going to pick five representatives of Congress and two senators, and they're literally going to go to Washington, and they're going to demand for offices. And it's one of the things that we're talking about on the In the Thick podcast about, like, imagine this image of like seven Puerto Ricans showing up to the Capitol and saying, we need our congressional offices. How is that going to play out? So that's what the pro-statehood movement is going to do.
And ultimately, though, it's up to the U.S. Congress to decide.
It's totally
on
up
statehood.
To the Congress.
So,
but it's going to, yeah, it's totally up for the Congress. And then you have a Trump administration that really hasn't gone on record. The Department of Justice has not approved the plebiscite. There's a lot of holes to this. So if you're a Commonwealth supporter, you're going to be like, hey, the vote's not valid. It's only, not a lot of people came out. And you're literally going to send, like, people to the Capitol during the Trump administration.
The other thing that most of us hear about all the time about Puerto Rico is the crippling debt and the economic mess. Is that backdrop, did that fuel this vote? Has that added urgency to the issue of statehood?
Puerto Ricans don't agree a lot politically, but they're starting to see that the debt crisis and everything that's going on, when you have a fiscal control board that is literally running the country's economy, that is also neo-colonial in nature. So I don't think anyone's disputing the current territorial status as having to change. I think what you have is the status quo people who are afraid to participate, who have no political direction, and lost a major opportunity to kind of counter what's going to happen with the statehood party. There's going to be a lot of media around this. And, for Americans living in the mainland, they don't have a good sense of what's going on. So they're just going to see, like, all these Puerto Ricans going to the Capitol, and they might get arrested. Trump might talk about it. So who knows where it goes next?
Julio Ricardo Varela is co-host of In the Thick, a political podcast from the perspective of journalists of color. Thanks a lot, Julio.
Thanks, Errol. It was great.
Take care.